Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into The Whole Show. We're welcome back to The Whole Show, 32 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Joining me in our Aloe Fiber studios, Dennis Driscoll, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications at the University of Northern Colorado. And Dennis, I've only known you for a short time, man, but we love working with you. You're the guy that helps us on our end, helps us get all of our interviews going, gets our information out on all things University of Northern Colorado. So we just love working with you, man. It's a great relationship.
I appreciate that, man. And this, your studio? Top notch.
Not bad.
I mean,
huh?
this is a really good first impression, Brady.
You feel good about bringing people in here now, and we're excited about that. So I appreciate you making the trip down here. It makes it easier when it's not a bad place to hang
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Air conditioning's rolling, rocking and rolling. It feels great. So
just need a Coke right here.
Just need to get Angel. Come on, hook us up. Get us a Coke, please. No, that's not Angel's job. He's going to get me for that later. Okay. So obviously, we know your job, what you're doing with UNC. You're doing a phenomenal job with that. But you were doing the same job at Jackson State.
I was.
While a certain Prime Time was there.
It was, yeah, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. I can call him Deion.
You can call him Deion.
Yeah, I have that relationship.
You got his number in your phone.
I do. It's still a Mississippi phone number.
How are we going to get that phone number from you, Angel?
I mean, we just might have to.
Can you shoot Prime Time a text and he'd respond and be like, "What's up, man? How are you?"
Probably not right now because he's in the middle of, he just had surgery on
his
foot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've sent him texts before, and it's usually a one-word response, and that's who he is.
But
very
it's like,
direct.
You could just be like, hope things are going well, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Pretty much.
But you got that.
I do.
I can't even get him on the show here, so we might need you to hook us up at some point.
I will see what I can do.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
No promises, but, you know, if it does happen, though, I want, you know, credit for that.
Oh, absolutely. We'll give you credit for that. So you have a good relationship with him.
Yes.
So is he a good guy?
Yeah. He's, you know, a lot of people, I think, have this perception of Deion Sanders and the primetime persona, and people might not like that, or they might like it, but he's actually a genuine guy. What he says is what he believes, and he's a winner. Like, he's someone that if he's going to do something, he's going to do it. He's very focused on his task at hand, and it seems like anything that he touches turns into gold.
So your job, again, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications. Obviously, you're getting information out there, what's
right.
going on with UNC. They win big games. They got their schedule release. Guys, gals get put on all conference watch lists, things like that. You do that. You write up stories. You do a lot there. You set up interviews, things like that. I've heard horror stories of people in your role where they get, you know, coaches are tough to deal with, players can be difficult, whatever. But did you experience it? I mean, was it difficult working, you know, with primetime in any way when it came to the media?
No, because he gets it. If you have a head coach that gets it, it makes your life a lot easier. What I think is funny is coaches that come from a background where they've been a head coach before, or they've been a head coach or a coach in some type of role at a Power 5 or even the NFL, are usually easier to work with than, let's say, a small school coach coming up, just in my experiences. And, you know, with Coach Lamb at UNC, he's been head coach before. He's worked at BYU, and he's great to work with, too. He's very direct to the point. I see some similarity between the two.
Interesting, okay.
And I think that also at CU and at UNC, to be a good coach, head coach, you got to have a great support staff and great assistant coaches. And at Jackson, Coach Prime, he had a great assistant coaches that helped him. And I see the same thing at UNC with Coach Hadley on the defensive side, Coach Peterson as the OC, and then the rest of the assistant coaches, they mesh well together. And one thing that I've seen with coaching staffs is you can tell if they're going to be good is how you see them work together, and they work well together. What I've seen so far at UNC, what I saw at Jackson, and you know, I think that it's just gonna that's how you're gonna see the blueprints of a good football team come out.
When were you? So what years were you at Jackson?
I was at Jackson May 2018 until February of last year.
Okay. So all the interesting times, I mean, those are very interesting. His exit was very interesting, how that all kind of went down.
Yeah, it was interesting, to say the least. So,
were you shocked that he got hired by CU?
At the time, kinda, because CU is not Jackson, and Jackson is not CU. Just totally two different worlds that you live in. But at the same time, CU is a Power Five job, and you know it's the flagship university of the state. And I think he just wanted a chance to prove that he can coach at the Power Five level, and CU was the one that offered him that opportunity.
So when you see all this stuff, like obviously there's a lot of media hype surrounding him, and there's some people that absolutely love the things that he's doing. You know, I'm bringing Louis with me. I'm telling players to enter the portal and do all that stuff. And then there's other people that hate it. They don't really like that was on video of him telling these guys, a lot of you are not going to be here. Aside from all of that, when you see that kind of stuff, what's your reaction to that? When you see the negative side too, there are negatives out there about how he approached this thing.
There's a couple of things there. Like that's his right when you come
as
a head coach in year one. It's NCAA rule that you don't have to. You can cut kids, and you know his job's on the line. With any coach, your job is on the line. If you don't win, the chances of you sticking around long term are not good. So I'd say people that criticize that, you know, you kind of really, I don't know how to say this, like you don't know what you're talking about type of thing. Like
sure.
You haven't been on that other side. I mean, let's say at your job, you have to do things to make sure you keep your position, whether it might be, you know, a high school principal or doing oil changes, I don't know, but you got to have those tools at your expense to do a good job. And that's kind of the same thing with Coach Prime. He did the same thing at Jackson State. He flipped the roster over. You went from 5-5 under the previous staff, and then the spring season 3-2, 4-3, and then to 10-2 that first fall. Because he flipped the roster over. So,
do you think that a change like that will happen fairly instant with CU? Like they have a good year this year, or do you think it's going to take more time?
It's going to be interesting with that because with Jackson State in the SWAC, he recruited the best athletes in the conference, and he out-athleted those teams. Out-athleted the teams in that conference, the Pac-12, and you know maybe the Big 12 now. You're going to see all the teams have good athletes, and then you see the assistant coaches that Coach Prime brought in at CU. I mean, these are good coaches, so I think that's going to be where you're going to see the differences on the coaching staff and what they do on a game day.
Dennis Driscoll joining us, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications.
Tongue twister,
isn't
it?
The UNC. That's why I have it written in front of me, just in case. I don't want to mess it up. Do you have any interesting stories, any interesting run-ins that you've had with Primetime that you can talk about, want to talk about?
Went to his office one day, and I don't remember what it was for, but he was FaceTiming Snoop Dogg.
Just, hey, hold on. I'm on the phone with Snoop here.
Yeah, just things like that.
What were they talking about?
I don't know.
Football?
Probably.
I mean, Snoop's a sports guy. We know that.
Yeah, I just went in there, saw that he was talking to Snoop, and I walked out.
Were you, like, starstruck at all? I mean, in your job, it's hard to be because you try not to be, but was there times?
At first, a little bit, because I grew up, you know, I was defensive back when I was a kid. I wore a bandana.
You wanted to be Primetime.
Because of Deion Sanders.
Did you tell him that story?
I did not. I would say at first a little starstruck just because of the A-listers that are around him. But then after a while, it became routine. Like Terrell Owens, I saw. He came to practice. Rex Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Stopped by Mike Zimmer. Just people that are A-listers, I guess you
could
say.
That's great. Yeah. And he's Zoom calling Snoop Dogg. I mean, that's just wild. Do you ever have any bad run-ins with him?
No.
No arguments or anything like that?
Like he was,
of how to do things?
No, he respected my role. And, you know, one of the first meetings he had with me, he laid out his expectations. And he communicated very well with me. And we didn't have any run-ins or anything as long as we kept on routine. Didn't surprise him, and he was good.
Wow, that's just fascinating and cool stories for you to be able to have that, and obviously use those tools that you learned there here at UNC.
Absolutely. I would say now I have a national Rolodex of national media. And, you know, I've talked to a couple people on UNC's behalf, and, you know, I've got some things possibly coming up in the future, but we got to wait for the season to start.
Well, you can't break that news right now? Any bit?
Relationships, you know. That's...
Well, we've appreciated, too, because you come into this role. And there's a lot of people in this role, you know, they do their job well and things like that. And I know even the guys last time around were good at their job. But then there are certain guys that get it.
Right.
That get, okay, we have to market this thing. We have to get out in the public. We have to get as many interviews as we possibly can. Primetime gets it in such a different way, too, because he's blowing it up. Love it or hate it, the videos attracted people. I mean, it attracts people. So that's what I really love about what you've brought to the University of Northern Colorado.
I appreciate that. You know, I think with UNC, growing up here in Colorado, D2 powerhouse, and I moved to Nebraska in high school because my dad's job, still a sore subject to this day. But I grew up with UNC being a powerhouse football team, and I think that that can happen again at the FCS level. Coach Lamb is a seasoned head coach. He knows what he's doing, has a great staff. We have a talented roster. And I think, you know, everyone picked us to finish near last in the Big Sky Conference. And that's just a popularity contest at that time. But when the season rolls around, I think you're going to see a hard-nosed team. You're going to see a team that there's an old saying is your personality, I believe, is that of your head coach. Mm. And I think that that's going to shine this fall. And you're going to see a tough team out there that won't quit. They're going to play all four quarters. They're going to win some games and make it exciting and start that process of making UNC what it can be and what it's been in the past and make it a great football program.
Yeah, I think that we just want that so badly for the University of Northern Colorado, for the football. Everything starts with football. We know that. Some great sports, some great coaches that you guys have. But if you have a good football team, a great football team, that helps put your school on the map. It puts your other sports on the map. And Ed Lamb, I tweeted this out the other day. Ed Lamb just seems like a what you see is what you get
yes.
kind of guy. He's not over the top showy. He's not, you know, underselling or anything like that. He's just out here. He's like, hey, I know we got challenges. I know we got to be better, and I know this program hasn't been where Darren Dunn wants it to be for the longest time. But you know, we know what we got to do, and we got to go after it and get to work. And I love that he works out with his players, and like he did the golf thing 2 weeks ago, and yeah. One of your guys, David, my friend David over there, was like, he hated to do that. He didn't hate to do the golf thing, but he just hated to miss the workout now because now yeah. if a player comes to him and says, I got to miss a workout because of this. It's hard for him to say, well, yeah, you can't do that, but because he did it, you know, now he's wanting everybody to be accountable.
Exactly. Well, last week, he was going to head out on Friday to go to Big Sky Media Day, but we left all on the same day because he didn't want to miss the workout with his team. And I was out there on Friday and they're putting the weights away and he, like, he's a strong guy.
He looks like he'd be a strong guy.
He moves that weight. Just like it was a feather. Just like, man, this guy's legit.
Yeah. Well, I remember asking him, too. I'm like, you know, can you, jokingly, it's like, can you lift as much as some of these guys? He's like, if I'm lifting more than any of these guys, we got a problem. But he's like, it is what you see, which is what you get. And I can't wait to get out. We've got fall practices coming up. Get out there and check that out. Hopefully we can cool it off a little bit before that time,
Hopefully
Dennis.
Next on Monday.
What time are we, can we promote that? Is that open or not?
Let me get back to you on that.
Wanted to be careful there.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that. Some good players coming into the mix, too. We know David Hogue and Jordan Apke. They're getting some Big Sky national attention. So we're excited about those two guys. The defense should be pretty good.
Defense is going to be stout. Coach Hadley runs a multiple front. It could be 3-4, turn 4-3, nickel dime. But he's going to have his defense play to the strength of the players on the roster. And David, he's returning from a torn ACL from last yeah. year, but I spent the last couple of days with him, and he's ready to go. He corrected me. He's not a linebacker. He's now an edge. He said he's Von Miller.
So we're moving. So one of the strengths of him is moving around all over the football yeah. field. So is he going to be primarily more in that edge role then?
You're going to see him get to the quarterback, and that's what his job is going to be, get to the guy with the football.
Oh, I love it. You're getting me excited, man. Well, Jacob Sermon, I'm excited to see what he can do this season. We saw flashes last year. unique situation for sure. Yeah. But I think even Angel said this, my producer, you know, we all kind of thought when we did see Jacob, it felt like he was the guy. But obviously, and it's not a knock on Dylan or anything like that, but it just felt like Jacob has the right tools.
He has pedigree.
Yeah.
You know, he was a four-star recruit, signed with Washington out of high school. Chris Peterson recruited him. He also has a personal relationship with Russell Wilson. They still text. They do Bible study together.
See, we can get, oh, wow. Let's get him to hook us up. Do you get his prime time?
We
get
go
Russ.
From every angle.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, man.
Yeah, we'll get it going for you. Sermon, 6'5", 240 pounds.
Just a beast.
He can run really well. He's definitely a leader. And the way that I saw him interact with the media at Big Sky, he gets it, and he wants to win now. This is his last year. Mm. He wants to win right now. And then Coach Lamb was on record saying that he expects Sermon to be a professional quarterback. Might not be NFL, could be USFL, XFL, could be overseas. Who knows what other professional leagues are going to pop up soon. But he has the skill set to play pro football.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to get to know Jacob a little more this upcoming season. We're looking at putting together a weekly radio show with him. Who better to do that with? You know, I joked with him. I said, man, we should get a sponsor on like a barber or something because of your hair, and then you cut it all off. And I'm like, that's not going to work. So do you think he'll grow it back?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't talked to him about this specifically, but quarterbacks are usually superstitious. So maybe if he gets on a run, he might grow it back.
Grow it back.
That's a discussion you're going to have with him.
Dennis, appreciate you doing this, man. And again, I mean it. We love working with you. We love what you're bringing to the table. I don't think a lot of just regular listeners understand all the stuff that you have to do in helping promote and educate people about this, about all of your programs at the University of Northern Colorado. And I know it's a 24/7 type of job, man. And we just appreciate the work you're putting in.
I appreciate it. And we all come on again soon, man.
You hook us up with that cell phone number. Think about
it. Gotcha.
All right, Dennis. Dennis Driscoll, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications at the University of Northern Colorado. Let's do this again sometime, okay?
Thank you.
All right, my man. 12:49 the time. Let's jump out. We'll take a quick break. Wrap up hour number two. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.